Blog Talk Radio.
Nobody told me the road would be
to God. Don't give up now. We've come too far, everybody, from where God has brought us from. Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Welcome back to Thursday.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Midweek service. Welcome, everybody.
Hey,
welcome.
Man, aren't we so glad to be back? Nobody told me that the road would be easy, and I don't believe he brought me this far to leave me.
Hallelujah. How many believe?
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Do you believe that God did not bring you this far to leave you?
Amen.
We went and visited a friend, if I may share, today, and she's been causing some medical issues. And she said to me, you know, because God brought her back.
Yeah.
She was in a coma, an induced coma.
My Lord.
And they said she was gone, but God. And
yeah.
She was still going through some things right now. And when we're going through some things, it's hard to believe. And you're asking God, why did you bring me this far to leave me?
Yeah.
She began to question, Lord, why did you bring me back for me to go through so much, to deal with so much, you know,
yeah,
to take me out again? That, because that's what the enemy wants us to do. He wants us to come out of that place of believing.
That's right.
And trusting God. Amen. For the miracle. Amen.
Amen.
So when that song played today, it said, Lord, I know you didn't bring me this far to leave me.
Yeah.
Sometimes we go through some things and then we think God has left us, but no, he didn't leave you. He didn't bring you this
right
far. He didn't bring you out.
That's right.
To lead you down a path that's going to take you out.
That's right. He promises that.
Hallelujah.
He'll never leave you nor forsake you no matter what.
My. Don't we leave him?
That's right.
My God,
it's
welcome.
Work to do. Amen. Ain't it work to do?
It's work to do.
That's why you're still in that body that you're in, because God still has work for you to do.
Glory to God.
Amen.
Again,
glory.
Welcome.
Welcome.
Welcome, everybody, to Thursday night midweek service.
Amen.
Everyone out of New York, New Jersey.
Amen.
Alabama,
welcome.
Mississippi, Louisiana,
yes.
Houston, Texas, and
welcome
surrounding areas. Welcome.
Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Yes.
If it's your first time with us here on tonight, we want to personally welcome you. I'm Pastor Tawanika Manning.
And I'm Pastor Dorsey Manning.
And we are the Gospel Public Ministries,
yes,
located in Houston, Texas.
Amen.
So we want to personally welcome you today here with us. If it's your first time here, we want to welcome you. We want to pray with you and pray for you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Yes.
All you have to do is press 1 while you still have time.
Amen. Amen. It feels so good to be back here. Tonight, this Thursday night, it feels like that been gone a long time. God had work for us to do.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, we was, you know, obedient, you know, to do God's work. See, sometimes we think it is, you know, just going over here and doing this and giving that, but God has different ways that he needs to use every single body.
Mm-hmm.
And how God asked us, you know, to be that vessel that he flowed through, be that body that he flowed through. We bring laughter to hearts. We bring laughter to people. And that's what we were doing. And we just thank God for being back here, being back on Thursday night, Wednesdays, being back on Sunday mornings at 10 a.m. and being back on Sunday afternoon at 2 p.m. So we just want to say thank you, God, for using us like that. And thank each and every one of you for being patient and welcoming us back into your homes as well.
Amen. We was never gone. We was here.
Yes.
We was here last Thursday.
Amen.
We was here last Wednesday.
Yes.
And Sunday, we were on, if you missed us, on 2 p.m.
Yes.
last Sunday. We were on at 10 a.m. because we did have the play, and it was a success. I mean, people got laughter. People have been going through so much in this last year.
Right.
I mean, it's just been incredible, the work that God has done in his people when we were all able to meet up on this past weekend. And I'm telling you, shouts of joy and laughter. The people showed up and had a good time. Amen. And the word of God went forth. We were able to minister even at the play. So, again, welcome. We're back here live with you. Though we have not been live with you, we did have opportunity to still be with you. So we thank God.
Amen.
Again, if it's your first time, welcome, welcome, welcome. We're just excited.
Welcome.
We're excited. We're going to go ahead and pray. And we have our brother Joe Washington is going to bless us with a song this evening. So we definitely look forward to it. If there's anyone in need prayer at this time, we want to pray for you and pray with you.
Right.
Press 1. Amen. In the name of Jesus Christ. Just trust
right
in God. This is a breakthrough season. As I was telling some others, we were on the line. They were on the shout. That in the month of May, we'll be back in our prayer. It's harvest time. Amen. It's the time to reap the harvest.
Amen.
Amen. So we'll be praying those 31 days of prayer, reaping the harvest. Amen. If you can join us, join us. Amen. We're just trusting God. God's doing a new thing in this season. That you have planted, it is time to harvest. There's a time to plant and there's a time to
harvest.
Amen.
Amen.
Glory to God. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord.
Yes, thank you, Lord. Thank you, Father God, for every single opportunity that you give us here, Father God, to be able to breathe. Yes, Lord, we thank you, Lord, to touch and agree, Father God. For you said, when there are two or three that are gathered together, as touching and agreeing. You didn't say that we actually had to touch one another. You said touching and agreeing. You said there you are in the midst of them. And we thank you, Father God, for being in the middle of it all. We thank you, Father God, that every single time that we call upon you, that you're right there.
Amen.
We thank you, Father God, that every single time that we cry, Father God, that you hear our cry, and you have already charged your angels, your warring angels, Father God, to come down to guard us, to defend us, and to protect us in our house. In the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Father God, for being so good. We thank you, Father God, that you're so good, Father God. You do things for us that we did not expect. But we thank you, Father God, that you gave ministry of expectation. Because when we stay in that place of expectation, Father God, we stay in that place of trusting. We stay in that place of expectation, Father God. We stay in that place of believing. And when we stay in that place of expectation, Father God, we stay in that place of receiving. Because that is your will, Father God, for us to receive you, to believe you, and to wait on you. And we thank you, Father God, that we put it all in your hands. Because when we put it in your hands, Father God, and take it out of our hands, we're not worried about anything, but we trust in you for all things, because you are our source, for you are our Jehovah Jireh, to provide all of our needs. You are Jehovah Nisi. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Father God, for being our healer, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. We thank you, Father God, for this opportunity, Father God, just to give you thanks, to give you honor, and to give you praise. But we rejoice in you, Lord Jesus. We rejoice and we will be exceedingly glad in you, because you are good and you are more than worthy to be praised. Greater is he that is in me, greater is he that is in each and one of you than any he that is in the world. And because you are in us, Father God, that we take truth, we take peace, we take love, and we take restoration, Father God. We take our healing, Father God. We take our deliverance, Father God, in the mighty name of Jesus. And we just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus. We just want to say thank you, Lord Jesus, and plead your blood, Christ Jesus, over all that we prayed about on this night, on this day, because you are more than worthy to be praised. And we just want to say thank you. Yes, Father God. Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Oh God, let us receive tongues of fire to warn against the enemy, oh God, in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. Lord, we come to be changed on tonight, oh God. For you are the potter and wheel of the clay, oh God. Make us, oh God, over, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. My Lord, my God. We surrender our will over to your will, Father God. Oh Lord, to be changed in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. So we right now bind our mind with the mind of Christ. Amen. In our will with the will of God. And we walk according to your will and your plan and purpose for our life, oh God. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, we come down to our flesh daily, oh God. So Lord, we ask that you send in our spirit, man, right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Lord, we love you. Lord, we need you. Hallelujah. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Oh Lord, move on us right now. Holy Spirit of the living God. Oh Lord, create in us a clean heart, oh God, and renew a steadfast spirit within us. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. We come praying with a heart of thanksgiving on tonight. We come praying with a heart of repentance and forgiveness, oh God, to receive forgiveness right now by faith. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we declare and declare your word, oh God, to be true, oh God. It brings healing to our body, oh God, peace to our mind. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, it delivers us, sanctifies us, it redeems us, it makes all things new, amen. And we declare and declare today that we're walking in our newness right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that the old has passed away and the new has come, amen. In the In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, I'm not out your way, Holy Spirit, the living God, right now. We just want to say thank you. We command the spirit of oppression and oppression to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Every spirit of affliction, pain, discomfort, sickness, disease, and viruses, we command you to cease your words and come out in the name of Jesus Christ. Of never arthritis, crippling arthritis, tendonitis, we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of every spirit that's operating us in our home and family, we command you to cease your words and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of heaven and Holy Spirit, we may ask you to come in right now and enter in and flood every area that is vacated by the enemy right now in the mighty name of Jesus Christ. Of heaven, my Lord, my God, we thank you. We decree and declare your help on tonight. And Lord, we just want to say thank you,
Lord Jesus.
Have your way.
Thank you, Lord.
Let you be washing and renewing of my mind on tonight. Hallelujah.
Yes,
in the name of Jesus Christ, we decree and declare your goodness operating through and about our life right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we decree and declare our healing right now. In the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, that we are free and free indeed. Amen. That we're protected and covered by the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, and no weapon formed against us shall prosper. And every tongue that rises up against us, judgment, oh Father God, that you shall condemn. For this is our inheritance. And your righteousness, oh God, coming from you, Lord, we thank you. Hallelujah, hallelujah. Oh, Father God, right now we pray.
Yes, Father God.
And by faith we receive your hedge of protection around all on the line today.
Yes, Lord.
There shall be no perforation or penetration to these hedges of protection.
Yes, Lord Jesus.
Oh, God, we love you. And we just pray in the prayer right now in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth.
Thank you.
That we are blessed.
We thank you.
That our children are blessed. Our families and loved ones are blessed. And all that we're concerned about are blessed.
Thank you.
Lord, we love you and we need you. We fill this prayer right now with the blood of Jesus Christ of Nazareth that does all things but fail, and with the promises of God and the Holy Spirit of the living God that dwelleth in us all. It's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory.
Yes, Lord.
Amen. Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah, church.
Hallelujah.
Come on. Come on, shout glory. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Praise the Lord, everybody. Come on now.
Yes.
Open up your mouth and shout glory. Hallelujah.
Glory.
Because he did it for you one more time.
Glory.
Thank God for the one more time today. Amen.
Glory.
He didn't have to do it, but he did. Amen. He called you one more time.
Yes.
Hallelujah. A day and time that you've never seen before. Hallelujah. We thank
all
you, Lord.
All the earth sing praises.
Thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord Jesus.
Thank you, Jesus.
Thank you.
Hallelujah, hallelujah.
Thank you, Lord.
Glory to God. At this time, everyone, we're going to have a song selection from our very own Brother Joe Washington
Amen.
Out of New York, New York. And then we'll have another song selection. Then we'll have our message on tonight being preached and delivered in such a way only the Holy Spirit can lead for my husband, myself and my husband on tonight as we'll bring the message forward. And say the message is, why do you still not believe?
Amen.
Just get ready for it. Amen. Brother Joe Washington.
Welcome. Welcome, Brother Joe. I'm Joe.
Good evening. I'm so glad to be with y'all again. God has been so good to me. You know, he's just, his mercy is for everlasting, you know. I'm just glad to be with y'all tonight. I'm going to sing a little old song tonight that I love singing. I love the words to this song. I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Whoa, I got a feeling everything gonna be all right. Be all right, be all right, be all right. Somebody done told me everything gonna be all right. Whoa, somebody told me everything gonna be all right. Whoa, somebody told me everything gonna be all right. Gonna be all right, be all right, gonna be all right. My mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Whoa, my mother, she told me everything gonna be all right. Whoa, my mother, she told me Everything gonna be alright, be alright, be alright, gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost, it told me everything gonna be alright. Oh, the Holy Ghost told me everything gonna be alright. Gonna be alright, be alright, gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Oh, I got a feeling everything gonna be alright. Gonna be alright, be alright, gonna be alright. Oh, somebody, they told me everything gonna be alright. Oh, somebody told me everything gonna be alright. Oh, somebody told me everything gonna be alright. Gonna be alright, be alright, gonna be alright. God bless you.
And amen, hallelujah. We thank you so much, Uncle Joel, for blessing us with this beautiful song. That song, it really lifted me up. That's a song that when I was younger, I was asked to sing this song right here at church one day. And I'm telling you, I just love that song. I thank God, for blessing you, with that, with ministry that's in your voice, it's in your heart. Like it's really beautiful. God bless you and may God keep you in all your ways.
Thank you.
Amen.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Yes, hallelujah.
Right, at this time, we have a song selection, and we'll be back with the preach word from Pastor Dorsey Manning and Tawanika Manning. Stay right there with us, everyone. Thank you, Brother Joel, one more time.
Yes.
I got a feeling and everything. We got a feeling about so many things.
Right.
We got a feeling about so many things.
Yeah.
It's one thing to have a feeling that, everything is going to be all right. Not something,
but everything.
Amen.
Yeah.
I got a feeling everything is going to be all right. Be all right.
Yeah.
And just in case you didn't hear it, be all right.
Yeah.
Be all right.
Hallelujah.
Amen. We'll be right back, you all. Just stay right there with us. We'll be right back here shortly with the preach word. Why do you still not believe?
My Lord,
my God.
My God. Amen.
Come soon. Fire. Sweet. Perfume, your heart's presence fills this room. Come soon, fire, sweet perfume. Your heart's presence fills this room. This is holy ground.
down. Matthew chapter 17. I'm going to talk about this Friday night. Matthew chapter 17. The Bible says that a man ran up to Jesus. And he said to Jesus, I brought my son to your disciples. And your disciples could not cure him. Jesus looks at the disciples and he says, you perverse and faithless generation. How long shall I be with you? He turns back to the Father. He says, bring him to me. And the Bible says Jesus rebuked him. And immediately the boy was cured.
Amen, amen. Bring him to me. Hallelujah. At this time, you all, we're going to have our message tonight. Hallelujah. Just giving God our praise, glory, and honor. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, let us pray as we enter in. Come, Lord Jesus Christ, take the rightful place on the throne of our life. We give it to you for eternity, and we ask you, Lord, to bind all that we are to all that you are right now. In the mighty name of Jesus Christ, Lord, extend yourself through us in all areas of our life, fully and completely, that we be a glory, honor, and praise unto you. We decree so that you may have all the increase in us right now. Well, hallelujah. We decree and declare you to be on the throne of our lives in and over all areas of our life. Lord Jesus Christ, you are the author and the finisher of our faith and all, through all and above all in our lives. Let thy kingdom come, let thy will be done on tonight, O God. In all the days of our life, in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth, we come against every hindering spirit on the line, every spirit of confusion, every spirit of division, every spirit of oppression and depression, any spirit that's operating on this line tonight or in us, outside the Holy Spirit, we command you to cease your works and come out in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. Heavenly Father, I ask that you let the glory of the Lord rise upon each of us right now, according to Isaiah 60:2. We ask you, Lord, to rise over each of us and let your glory be seen on each of us right now. And Heavenly Father, we ask you to cover each of us with your glory and your presence. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. To God be the glory. And we all say amen. Welcome, church, one more time.
Amen.
Hallelujah. You are the word today. The message that is going forth tonight is, why do you still not believe? Amen. Why do you still not believe? When we look in the Bible, and I'm going to kind of go from here, the book of Matthew and Mark at this time, and I'll pass it over to my husband. In the book of Matthew, you all, in verse 17, hallelujah. Hallelujah. Glory to God. Verse 17,
hallelujah.
I want to say I'm coming out of the book of Matthew, verse 16, verse 1 through 4, you all. Amen. I'm sorry. Let's start in the book of Mark. We're talking about why do you still not believe? Even after Jesus told his disciples that he was coming back, that he was going to be killed, but he will rise again on the third day. When we look in the book of Mark chapter 16, and I'm going to take you from chapter 16, verse 1 through 4, then we're going to drop down to 5 and 12. The Bible says in Mark 16, now when the Sabbath was passed, Mary Magdalene, Mary the mother of James, and Salome bought spices that they might come and anoint him. Very early in the morning on the first day of the week, they came to the tomb when the sun had risen, and they said among themselves, who will roll away the stone from the door of the tomb for us? But when they looked up, they saw that the stone had been rolled away, for it was very large. And entering the tomb, y'all, they saw a young man clothed in a long white robe sitting on the right side, and they were alarmed. But he said to them, do not be alarmed. You seek Jesus of Nazareth, who was crucified. He is risen. He is not here. See the place where they laid him. But go tell his disciples and Peter that he is going before you into Galilee. There you will see him as he said to you. And my question again tonight is, why do you still not believe? See, even the disciples who walked with Jesus and saw all the miracles he had done had a hard time believing Jesus when he said, I will rise again. So they came preparing to embalm his body, but like he said, I am going to rise again, and that he did. So they came preparing because they did not believe. So if we got down to verses 5 through 12 here, amen, in the name of Jesus Christ, I'm sorry, verses 9 through 16, the Bible says, let me not confuse you you all, because I'm excited, amen, so I get before myself. But when we drop down here in chapter 16, I'm going to slow down a little bit, verse 9, the Bible says, now when he rose early on the first day of the week, he appeared first to Mary Magdalene, out of whom he had cast 7 demons. She went and told those who had been with him, as they mourned and wept. And when they heard that he was alive and had been seen by her, they did not believe. So why do we still not believe? When we go on to the next verse, amen, in verse 12, hallelujah, the Bible says, after that he appeared in another form to 2 of them as they walked and went into the country, and they went and told it to the rest, but they did not believe them either. When we go down to verse 14, the Bible says, later he appeared, Jesus himself appeared to the 11 as they sat at the table, and he rebuked their unbelief and hardness of the heart because they did not believe those who had seen him after he had risen. And he said to them, go into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature. Then the Bible says in verse 16, he who believes and is baptized will be saved, but he who does not believe will be condemned. So my question tonight to you is, why do you still not believe? See, the disciples had a hard time believing. See, it's one thing to say you believe, but it's another thing to act on what you say you believe in. Amen? See, why do we still not believe, hallelujah, that Jesus can do it for us? He's done it before that he can't do it again. He's done it for others that he can't do it for you. Why do you still not believe? That is the question on tonight, because we have to believe. The Bible says, hallelujah, he who believes and is baptized will be saved. You can't just be baptized and not believe. You got to believe before you can even be baptized. Amen? So the question tonight is, why do you still not believe? Why do you still not believe? See, it's shown in their actions. Though they heard the word from the Messiah himself and Jesus himself, they ate with him, they walked with him, hallelujah, that he taught them, but they still had a hard time believing. Though he worked miracles, though he walked on water, though he fed the thousands, hallelujah, with 2 fish, they still had a hard time believing, amen. Though he raised the dead, amen. Though he healed the sick and cast out demons, they still had a hard time believing. The question is, why do you still not believe? The Bible says even the demons believe. Amen. The Bible says in Luke chapter 4, verse 41, demons also were coming out of men and shouting, you are the Son of God. But rebuking them, he would not allow them to speak because they knew him to be the Son, knew him to be the Christ. Amen. Even the demons believe. But the question is, why do you still not believe? The Bible says in James chapter 2 and 19, you believe that there is one God, you do well. Even the demons believe and tremble. So the question is, why do you still not believe? Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
Amen. Amen. Why do we still not believe? You know, this is such a this is such a an important question. Can you hear me good, Pastor?
Yes.
Can you hear me good? Amen. Amen. Thank you so much. You know, why do we still not believe? You know, while you're asking this question here, you know, that really opened me up to think, well, why is it that I still not believe? Or why is it, you know, that I, you know, don't believe? And the first thing that I think about is, have I ever really entered into that place of totally believing in the first place? Or have I just trusted, you know, in some things and not trusted God in all things? So if there's an issue of belief, Pastor, if you don't mind here, if there's an issue of belief, of me still not believing, then I really need to examine myself and really have to take a good look and ask myself, okay, well, mind, heart? Have you received the word of God? Have you received the word of God? Now, I'm not saying have you ever went to church and you heard something preached. I'm not saying that have you opened up your Bible and you just read something. That mean that it went in one ear and out the other. Have I ever believed in the first place? Why do we still not believe? So when I did ask myself this question, Pastor, the answer I had to be true to myself. And for the true answer to myself is because I'm not leaning on God for everything.
Jesus.
The reason why we still not believe, because we're not leaning on God for everything. See, we will trust God with some things, but we won't trust God with everything. See, we'll trust God, you know, with the things that you know, hey, this is just a little bit too difficult for me to do. You know, I can do this, but it's going to cause me to have to stop doing this and stop doing this, get rid of this. So let me just give this to God. But see, those things to where we, you know what, God, this one right here, I got this one right here. I'm just going to use you for this one, right? I'm going to use you for this. Then we get into that thing, and then we mess it up. See, we enter into that, God, I believe that you can, I believe that you can change this situation, but I don't believe that you can change this right here because I have not seen it done yet. I have not seen it done. I want to show you something. I want to show you something over here in Matthew chapter 5. I want to show you something here. Matthew chapter 5, and I want to start right here. Let's start right here in verses 2. Matthew chapter 5 and verses 2. Now, this is Jesus speaking to a multitude. He was speaking to his disciples. They met him on the mountain. They met him right there at the mountain. And 2 says, and he opened his mouth, and he taught them, saying, blessed are the poor in spirit, for there is the kingdom of heaven. Blessed are they that mourn, for they shall be comforted. Blessed are the meek, for they shall inherit the earth. Blessed are they that do hunger and thirst for righteousness, for they shall be filled. I'm gonna put a period right there, Pastor. So when we ask ourselves the question, why do we still not believe? Jesus was speaking right here, not just to his disciples that was there. See, he was preaching right here on the mountain. He was speaking something right here. He was saying, everybody that is blessed, everybody that is blessed. And because he was saying that everybody that is blessed, see, there were some that were mourning. There were some that were without. We're talking about poor in spirit. Some that was poor in spirit, they were without. And there was some that was hungry and some that was thirsty for righteousness. See, when you enter into that place of where you're still not believing, because you're looking at, okay, well, God, I know that you did this. I know that you're doing that. I know that you healed the sick. I know that you raised the dead. But, God, I just don't believe that you can handle my situation. I just don't believe that you can heal me because I've been sick for a long time. God, I know that you can do this here, but I've been dealing with this thing for a long time. There's a reason why you were dealing with that thing that you're dealing with for a long time, because you have not always given it to God. So you still thinking about it. You still over there worried about it. You still over there concerned about it. And you ain't doing what God told you to do. See, God told you, he said that you are blessed. See, blessed mean that you have power. Blessed mean that you have authority. Blessed mean that you have permission to use what God have already given you. Now, this is God that is preaching right here. He said, you are blessed. You are blessed when you have God. And you read that over here in Mark chapter 16. Right there at the Mark chapter 16, if you don't mind, Pastor, I want to piggyback on that a little bit. Mark chapter 16 and verses 15. Let me get there just for a second. Bear with me just for a second. Mark chapter 16 and verses 15. And right here it says, and he said unto them, now this is Jesus, go into all of the world and preach the gospel to every creature. 16 says, he that believeth and is baptized shall be saved, but he that believeth not shall be damned. Now, this is the King James Version. Mm-hmm. It's saying right there. See, things that you are trusting God in, you can believe. See that you're trusting God in, that means that you're seeing these things show up. You're seeing these things manifest themselves right here in the present. I'm talking about practically. You can see things change. You can see things turn around. But just as the same as those that do not believe in something that they are thinking about, they're not trusting God is, you will not see it. So you stay in that place of still not believing it. You stay in that place because you're not leaning on God. You're just sitting there in that place where you're worrying. You're sitting there in that place where you're murmuring and complaining. You're sitting there in that place of thinking that God is not good. No. God is good. God is good.
Amen.
And every single thing that God told you, you're supposed to be in that place of believing it. But see, you can't believe it when you're still holding on to it. When God tell you to let go and you're still holding on. God told you to move and you're going to stay right there. When God tells you to open up your mouth and you keep your mouth closed. When God tells you to don't go over there and don't be in agreement with them with those over there, because that's going to end up in a place to where you're going to be powerless. You're going to be stripped.
Jesus.
And you're still over there doing the way God. I know what you said, but these friends, see, I've been doing this here for a long time. Hallelujah. See, you're in that place where you just don't believe. God, I know you're spoken, but give me a sign. Give me a sign, because I've been doing this for a whole time, and God gave you all of the signs. He gave you Christ Jesus. He gave you his word of God. And you can even see things happen right now, and you still don't want to believe. He said, if you go over there, then you're going to walk into a place that sickness is going to come upon you. Don't go over there, and you still go over there, and you get sick. See, why do we still not believe? Because we ain't trusting God. We ain't practicing the word of God. Hallelujah. We're not rightly dividing the word of God. And right here in 16, where it says that maybe it is that you went down in the water and got baptized, but you came back up the same way. You didn't believe when you went in the water in the first place. Hallelujah.
Jesus.
Amen.
My Lord.
Amen.
My
Lord, my God. Why do we still not believe? Hallelujah.
Jesus. Hallelujah. No,
go ahead,
understanding. Why are we in that place? Because like you're saying, a lot of times we don't feel worthy. We don't feel worthy enough to even begin to walk that walk of believing and trusting God for, like you said, just trusting God for some things but not all things. When we look back in the scripture in the book of Mark, amen, chapter 16, verses 13, you all, and understanding this, when the two finally realized who Jesus was in the scripture, they realized back to Jerusalem, amen. It's not enough to read about Christ, you all, as a personality or to study his teachings. You must also believe he is God. Amen. Trust him to save you.
Amen.
And accept him as Lord of your life. Amen. See, this is the difference between knowing Jesus and knowing about him. Amen. See, when you know Jesus, amen, then you can believe. You won't be in that place of asking yourself, why do I still not believe? I see he works miracles. I see that he opened doors that only he can open. I see he closed doors that no man can open, and open doors that no man can close. Why do I still not believe? Why am I still operating in unbelief? Hallelujah. Whenever Jesus worked a miracle, hallelujah, when he walked the earth, he always asked him, do you believe? Amen. I want to ask you today, why do you still not believe? And even though the disciples, they ate with him, they slept with him, they ministered with him, they still did not believe because of the situation that they were facing. Jesus was dead. And how was he going to be able to raise himself? Even though they saw him raise others from the dead, they just could not believe that he would be able to raise himself. He spoke it and it shall be done. But they had a hard time believing. The Bible even tells us, you all. Hallelujah.
Uh-huh.
Hallelujah.
Amen.
I want you to understand. The Bible tells us this. Hallelujah. Well, you know, even the demons believe. Even those that crucified him, that killed him, they begin to believe. The Bible tells us over in Matthew, you all. Hallelujah. Matthew chapter 27, verse 63 through. The Bible says, it says, saying, sir, we remember while he was still alive, how the deceiver said, and speaking of Jesus, after 3 days, I will rise. Jesus told them, after 3 days, I will rise.
Yeah.
Amen. See, they began to believe. believe. When you start believing, you start acting out. Amen. You start walking in that you believe.
Yes.
Then you look at the next scripture. The Bible says, therefore, and they said, command that the tomb be made secure until the third day. Lest his disciples come by night and steal him away and say to the people, he has risen from the dead. So the, hallelujah, so the last deception will be worse than the first. So Pilate said to them, you have a guard, so go your way. Make it as secure as you know how. So they went and made the tomb secure, sealing the stone and setting the guard up. I want you to understand today, even the demons believe. So why do you still not believe that he is, that he is, that he was, and forever will be? Amen. But you got to believe it to receive it. The question is today, will you receive it? Amen. And stop operating unbelief. Amen. Stop operating unbelief. When you start believing, hallelujah, that Jesus has done it all, when you start believing in the finished work on the cross, amen, in the name of Jesus, I want you to know he's not coming back.
Amen.
He's not dying again for you to believe. He's already done it. It's up to you to believe it, amen, and walk in it all the days of your life, amen. Why do you still not believe? That is the question. That is a question that you got to ask yourself. Why is it that I still, why am I having a hard time believing? Is it because I don't feel like I'm worthy? Or do I find it hard to believe, amen, that Jesus did it for me? Why are we having a hard time believing, hallelujah, that he is who he say he is, amen, that it's finished, hallelujah, and all we got to do. I see, what I know is this, that some people feel like all it's hard to believe is that all I got to do is believe. The Bible says it over and over and over again, huh? It didn't say go out there and feed the homeless in your faith. It didn't say you got to do all this. First, you got to believe. Before you go and feed the homeless, before you go do a good deed, you got to believe.
Amen.
So why do you still not believe? That is the question. Why do we still not believe? Why are we still in that place? Why? Because a lot of times we want to continue to operate in darkness. The Bible tells us in John 12, verse 36, while you have the light, believe in the light, so that you may become sons of light. These things Jesus spoke, and he went away and hid himself from them. See, Jesus is the light of the world, you all. He exhorted the Jews to believe in him as the light while they had the opportunity. But then realizing their determination to reject and kill him, Jesus went away and hid himself from them. Amen. Why do we still not believe? We don't know where he went, but perhaps it was a Bethany to stay with Mary or Martha and Lazarus, but his departure symbolized the judicial judgment that was about to fall on Israel. It was a prophetic drama acted out to say to Israel, if you reject me, I will withdraw you, hallelujah, and you will not have the light among you. See, hiding himself also reflects the truth that John has repeatedly shown, that Jesus would die in accord with the Father's timetable, not whenever the Jews wanted to kill him. I want you to understand today, see, they didn't kill Jesus. He gave up the ghost. Amen. It was his time. They killed the body, but you can't kill the spirit of man. Amen. See, his death would be at the Passover because he is the Lamb of God. I want you to understand today, you all, where are you right now with your belief, and why do you still not believe? He's healed. I want you to say, in John 12 and 37, you're asked his commentary, but though he had performed so many signs before them, yet they were not believing in him. John has presented seven signs, his favorite term for miracles that Jesus has performed, turning the water into wine and healing the royal official's son, you all, and healing the lame and man by the pool. I want you to understand all that he did. Why did they still not believe it? Why do you still not believe? Feeding the 5,000, walking on water, opening the eyes of the man born blind and raising Lazarus from the dead. But hallelujah, why do you still not believe? Ask yourself, why is that? Is it you by yourself that is keeping you living? Is it you that keeps your heart beating? Is it you that's providing the air that you breathe? I want you to ask yourself today, why is it that I still don't believe?
Amen.
Why?
Amen.
That is the question. I want you to understand this, but John in chapter 20, verse 30 states that there were many other signs that Jesus performed which are not written in this gospel. But the ones that he wrote should have been more than sufficient to lead people to believe in Jesus. But I want you to understand,
yes, right,
that for the most part, you all, the Jews did not believe. But why would people reject Jesus as the light that God gave them, especially you all, when the light was authenticated by these powerful miracles? That is the question. And I'll answer that quickly here, and I will get back over to Pastor. In John chapter 3, verse 19 to 20, this is the judgment that the light has come into the world, and men love the darkness rather than the light. Amen. Men love the darkness rather than the light. Hallelujah. Hallelujah.
Hallelujah.
Hallelujah. For their deeds were evil.
Hallelujah.
For everyone who does
Hallelujah.
Evil hates the light and does not come to the
Hallelujah.
Light for the fear that his deeds will be exposed. See, people reject God's light because they love their sin. Paul says similar things in Romans chapter 1, verse 18 to 21, where he shows that God has clearly revealed his eternal power and divine nature through his creation. I mean, I want you to think about, there's a seed that is planted, but who created the seed? My Lord, my
wow.
God.
Amen.
Ask yourself, why do you still not believe? And I'll close out here and go give it over to you, Pastor. I give it over to you and understanding you all this. He's not looking for answers. He is rejecting the light that God has given us. We need to understand the focus on human responsibility for unbelief. People do not believe in Jesus because they reject the light that God has given them. And they reject the light, you all, because they love their sin. But this leads to something more scary. I ask you again, why do you still not believe? Amen.
Amen. Amen. Amen. You're immature. Amen.
Jesus.
You're undeveloped. You're still babies. You're still babies. You're unwilling to yield to the one that God sent, which is the Comforter,
mm-hmm.
which is the Holy
Jesus.
Spirit, the Spirit of the living God, the Holy Ghost. See, that's the reason why that you will not, you still will not believe. Because of these reasons right here, because of these reasons, because you're unwilling to come out of self, to exchange yourself, your thoughts, your thinking, your ways for God's way of thinking, for God's way. Now, we do know that the will of God for every single man and every single woman is to be in Christ. That means that is to be saved. That's the will of God for your life, concerning your life. It's for every single man, no matter if you think you got it or you just don't know if you deserve it. It's for every single man, and you stay in that place of immaturity. You keep that old worldliness, that old lust of the flesh, lust of the eyes, that old pride of life. You're keeping your old religiousness, your old rule keeper. So you want to stay in that place of, this is what I'm going to do because this is what I was taught to do, and I'm just going to do what I was taught to do. But see, when you get into the Word of God, see, God had already came. He already died for every single one of you. He went to hell for every single one of you and rose again from the dead. But why? But why?
Jesus.
He did that.
Jesus.
When God did that, it was for you to be able to be in that abundance, for you to be in grace. For you to be partakers of this glorious faith, but you still won't believe because you have not fully believed that God did that for you to be into that abundance. You still keep looking at self and won't look at God. Hallelujah. You still want to do what Big Mama them told you how to do, or Big Daddy them told you how to do, or a Big Brother, a Big Sister them told you how to do, and you won't do what God told you how to do it. It's already in the Word of God. See, over there in that same place where you were at it, what Jesus had said was to be baptized. He said to be baptized. He told them, to preach the word of God, to preach the gospel, which is the word of God, the word of grace. You still won't believe because you're not doing what God told you to do. You're not listening to who God sent for you. That's why you won't believe, because you're not listening. God is always speaking to you, but you're not catching the transmission. And when you don't catch the transmission, that means it's going to produce wrong thinking. And wrong thinking will produce wrong behavior. And wrong behavior is going to lead you into the wrong place. And when you end up in the wrong place, then that's when you will be powerless. And when you're powerless, and that's where Satan can come in and to defeat you. And when Satan come in to defeat you, then you're going to end up in that place that thinking that was God's fault. But it's not God's fault. It's your fault, because God had already gave you every single thing that you need. But you won't believe it. You won't put on the whole word of God. Ephesians chapter 6 tells us that to put on the whole armor of God. The whole armor of God. Why? So when you end up in that place where you face trials and tribulations, it don't matter what it is. When you end up in that place of facing trials and tribulations, you have already practiced the word of God. So now when that time comes, when the doctor says this, but you already have something for the doctor to say. I hear what you say, doctor. But the word of God says that I'm healed. The word of God says that by his stripes that I am healed. So you know what to do. So when it says that you won't die, no, but the Bible said that I will live. I shall not die, that I shall live, because I live in Christ. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. So you better have, you better know what to do. You better know what to do, because if you don't know what to do, you'll still be in that place where you're not believing. You're not believing.
Jesus.
You're not using the word of God, which is your only defense. Amen. And you're making up all kinds of excuses because you don't want to grow. I just want to stay the same. I don't want to change. When Jesus Christ have already came and changed the whole thing, you have not granted God access to every single thing that is concerning you. Every single thing that is concerning you.
Glory
Amen.
To God. Amen.
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 Come
Hallelujah.
Out of that place.
Why do you still not believe?
Yes.
Amen. Hallelujah. And we'll wrap up here. I just want to have one thing, and we'll open up the doors of the church as you were speaking, Pastor. You know, a lot of people don't believe because they've made a decision not to believe. Because we have a tendency to want to do what we want to do. Amen. So that is an application, you all, here for us who have believed. At some point, Jesus probably won't fit your expectations of what you thought he would be when you trusted in him as your Savior. You may have thought that he would fix all your problems, but your problems have grown worse. You may have expected him to save all your family, resolve all your family conflicts, but instead your family members have hardened themselves in unbelief and they oppose you because you believe. Be careful not to fall away from Jesus when he doesn't fit your expectations. Stay in that place of believing and trusting God. Amen. That song that says, Lord, if you don't do nothing else, you've already done enough. Can you be in that place and still believe? Amen. God bless you. God keep you at this time. We're going to open up the doors of the church. Will there be one on tonight? There be you, Preston.
My Lord, my God. There might be one.
Yes, Lord.
Yes, Father God. We thank you for every single ear that had an ear to hear.
Oh, yes,
we thank you for every single heart that had it. That had the ear to receive. There might be one. There might be one that you know that that's you. That you're still in that place of where? Of shame. You're still in that place of guilt. You're still in that place of condemnation. That might be you. And you realize that you done messed this thing all up.
Thank you, Jesus.
But you want to give it all over to God today. Today.
Yes, Lord.
Press
yes, Lord.
One. Let us help you.
Yes, God.
Pray this prayer of salvation, this simple prayer of salvation, which is the most important thing that an unbeliever will ever do in their life. Pray this prayer of salvation, accepting Jesus Christ into your life as your personal Lord and Savior. If you know that is you, I don't know who you are, but if you know that is you, come now while you still have time. Can't nobody see you. I don't know where you're at right now. See, we're right here where we're touching in agreeance, you know, by radio. We're touching in agreeance by telephone. We're touching in agreeance by internet. Come now while you still have time. There might be one. There might be one. Hallelujah. They have already prayed that prayer of salvation, but you're still in that place of not believing, which means that your behavior have not changed. Your spirit is perfect, but you're still doing the same thing that you used to do. You're still going to the same places. You're still living like you used to live. That means that you have not changed your mind about who you are. You are no longer a sinner. You're just still living in sin. Come today. Just press one. We'll pray with you. We'll pray for you. We'll help you to get back on the right track. Hallelujah. And that's through the word of God. That's through the eyes of God. That's being led by the Holy Spirit that will show you every single thing that you need. God know everything about you already. I don't know anything about you, but God know everything about you. Will you come today? Will you press one? Will you be renewed in faith? There might be one. There might be one that has some type of illness, some type of sickness. They have some type of desire that's in their heart. They have something, or they're missing out on something, and they need somebody to touch and agree with. The Bible tells us when two or three are gathered together, as touching and agreeing, he say, there I am in the midst. Will you come today? Will you press one? Will you come and allow us to pray with you? Allow us to pray for you in the name of the Father and the Son and then of the Holy Ghost, which is all that you got. Come now while you still have time. There might be one. There may be one that's looking for a church home today. Today. You're not getting fed like you need to. Or maybe you have not divided the word of truth like you need to. Maybe it have not been divided for you. Pastor Tower Deacon and I would love to be your pastor. And I use that word love because we just gonna love on you through the word of God, through the supernatural lens that God has given us to love on you. Will you come today? Will you press one? On your phone, will you press one and come today? There might be one. No shame, no more. No guilt. No more condemnation. Will you come today? There might be one. Somebody even have a testimony. Hallelujah. Somebody got a testimony. They want to tell somebody about how good God is. Will you come today? Will you testify of the goodness of the Lord today? Hallelujah. Will you press one? There might be one.
We have one today.
Let me give a little
last
hallelujah.
Four digits of your phone number, 1238, area
hallelujah.
Code 718. Welcome. Welcome.
Hallelujah.
Okay, they hung up. All right. Amen. God bless everyone.
We pray anyhow.
We have I think they pressed one by mistake. The time has run out here. We thank God for everyone here on tonight one more time. Hallelujah. Father God, we just want to say thank you, Lord. Lord, we ask that you bless
thank
all
you,
of us tonight. God, let every need be met. Lord, touch every heart and mind. Lord, wherever there's a healing, let a healing take place. Oh, God, wherever a deliverance is needed, let a deliverance take place in the name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. And, Lord, we just want to say
yes.
Thank you. And it's in Jesus' name.
Thank you.
For God be the glory. Amen. Amen. At this time, we have our tithes and offering before the system shut down here. If you have your tithes and offering, you send those over to Cash App, Pastor Chantel, or over to Zelle if you have those cash options. The number is 346-719-3349. Dear Jesus, make us an emissary for your kingdom. Honor our tithes and offerings and cause them to multiply where we send them to bring much fruit to your kingdom. We know, hallelujah, that as your children, we are the chief financial officer of your money as it comes to us, and we thank you. It's our responsibility to manage our money and distribute our tithes and offers of spiritual seed to help nurture a harvest of glory for your sake on earth. Amen. What matters to you is the dedication
Amen.
We exhibit to multiply generosity and faith. Help us to appropriate your money with dignity and to uphold your holy heavenly banking system. It is not fidelity or your honor. It's the wisdom of a spirit-kissed generous heart. And we thank you, Lord God, in the name of Jesus
thank
Christ,
you.
And that all who know one today,
thank
God,
you, Lord Jesus.
Bless. 100-fold, oh God, and those that purpose our heart to be able to, Lord, we ask that you bless them, oh God, to be a blessing, to restore them to the stewardship, oh God, of your son, Jesus Christ. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Our announcements for today, April 1st, 2021, are as follows. Monday at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, we have our intercessory prayer. Join us at 732-434-2510. Wednesday night is our Bible study at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Thursday is our midweek service at 7 p.m. Central Standard Time. Saturdays at 12 noon is our led teaching by the Holy Spirit. Sundays, our services are at 10 a.m. and 2 p.m. Central Standard Time here on our church line, 845-277-9213. And we have our new time for the shout. Join us at 6 p.m. Monday through Thursday, starting April the 5th. We'll be on, it said, at 12 noon Central Standard Time. Our new time now is 6 p.m. Central Standard Time. So join us for the shout Monday through Thursday and be refueled by the Holy Spirit. Amen. Those are our announcements for today. And we'd like to wish our April birthday babies happy birthday as we are in the month of April. God bless you. God keep you. May God continue to strengthen you in the mighty name of Jesus Christ of Nazareth. God bless all. At this time, we have the release of our pastor's blessings upon all today. We bless you all. We love you. We thank God for you. We bless you to pastor here at the Gospel Public Ministries. We bless you to be all that God intended for you to be. We bless you to be an encouragement for others. We bless you to be able to bless others. We bless you to be able to love as Jesus Christ loves. We bless you to forgive as Jesus Christ does. We bless you to grow in your spirit, amen, to draw closer to God. We bless you as a person worthy of all the blessings of heaven. We bless you to have a greater understanding and discernment in your spirit. We bless you because we love you. We bless you to enjoy peace. And it's in Jesus' name we pray, for God be the glory. Amen, amen, and amen. Hallelujah. Thank you.
Amen. Amen. We pray that the Holy Spirit moved in such a mighty way that you all were able to get something, because I know I definitely did. You know, Pastor Kawanika and I, we love you. God loves you more. And what we challenge you to do is to stay in that place of trusting and believing God, even when it's the hardest thing that you ever may face. Amen. Jesus. Now, may the God of peace that brought again from the dead our Lord Jesus, that great shepherd of the sheep through the blood of the everlasting covenant, make you perfect in every good work to do his will, working in you that which is well-pleasing in his sight through Jesus Christ, to whom be glory forever and ever. And everybody do said amen, amen, and amen again. God bless you.
Thank you.
And may God keep you. And remember,
Jesus
Christ
is
Lord.
Hallelujah.
Look upon his face, let us sing forever of his saving grace. On the streets of glory, let me lift my voice, cares all past.